welcome. Thank you for joining us on Daily Inspirations today. This is Felty again, bringing the Daily Inspiration to you. I was looking at a few verses here and thinking about the idea of faith and fear. In the Epistle of Jude, we read that we are to build ourselves up on our most holy faith. He says, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." Jude, verse 20 and 21. But thinking about faith. Faith is something that we build up. We are to grow in faith, and just the way that that's done is probably the same as everything else. When we want to grow or to get stronger, then we exercise. We use it. And we start to exercise it. And contrasted to that is our desire, the desire of our nature for everything to be at peace and to be calm. That everything will just go well, we'll have smooth sailing. In Mark chapter 4, we have an interesting account about that very subject. And I'll read that here. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to the end, verse 41. On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Very interesting account here of the disciples battling the sea and a storm. And it says that the water was coming into the boat. Now, I'm not an experienced seaman, so I think if that were me, I would probably get fairly concerned myself. And, you know, if Jesus is right there, you would think, why not tell him about it, ask him to do something, that he'll help us. And that's what they did. They went to Jesus, and they took their concern to him. And he arose, and he calmed the storm. End of problem. But he makes this statement, then, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And that's just an amazing statement there, that to Jesus, the way he looked at it, they had no faith. The way we looked at it, we would look at it according to our little human mind, is that here's this big storm. It's just way too rough. We can't handle it. Jesus, do something. But to Jesus' way of thinking, it was as if they had no faith. So what does he want us to do in the storm? I think I'm not sure that I completely understand this or completely get it yet, but I do believe that he allows storms and trials to come along to test us and to enable us or to help us to grow. If everything's just quiet and peaceful, we will not grow strong in our faith. It's the storms that come along and they try to blow us over, and that if we exercise our faith in those storms, it is then that we become stronger. And so how do we do that? How do we exercise our faith in the midst of that storm? That's a great question, and I think it is one that we would do well to ponder on. I think that God or that Jesus wants us to trust him, and he wants us to be faithful, to be strong in our commitment to him, that we may do his will, that we would do his will even when things are blowing against us, when it seems like everything's working against us. He wants our commitment and our faith to be able to carry us through. He does care about us, and it is right to take our cares to him, but it is also good for us to be stretched and to exercise faith. And sometimes it's very hard. I think even looking back at that time, the disciples had not Jesus had not been crucified and been resurrected. From our vantage point, we can look back and we can now see that Jesus truly is Lord of all. He's a creator, and he is the creator of life and the universe. He can do anything. It's completely subject to him. Even looking back and knowing all of this, I would still almost feel that if I were in a boat, Jesus was sleeping, and the storm came along, I would wake him up and say, do something about this. And so that, I don't know what that, what all that means, but I do believe that there's room for faith to grow in all of us. And so that would just be my encouragement today, is to not despair when there are storms. The storms are opportunities for faith to grow. God bless you.